Today's excerpts are taken from an EMI recording featuring Kurt Moll as Zarastro, Peter Schreier as Tamino, Etta Moser as the Queen of the Night, Annalisa Rotenberger as Pamina, Walter Berry as Papageno, Theo Adam as the Speaker, and Willy Bruchmeier as Monastatos. Wolfgang Sawallisch conducts the orchestra and chorus of the Bavarian Staatsoper. Special thanks to Nicholas Ivor Martin for his help in preparing this commentary, and to EMI for providing the musical excerpts. So what are the different levels on which we, as audience members, can enjoy the magic flute? For starters, Mozart's opera music can never be wholly separated from the text. We just heard the three opening chords of the opera. Three is a not particularly unique number in music, since classical harmony is built on three-note combinations. But these three chords have a different meaning. Mozart was a Freemason, the secret philanthropic and fraternal order that dates back to the 16th century. Masonry was chock-a-block with symbolism. When you joined, you progressed through a series of ritual tests, prominent among which was knocking three times to beg admittance. Zarastro's Temple of the Sun and the admission of the young hero Tamino into its order are at the core of the story of magic flute. The German poet Johann Wolfgang von Goethe said about flute that it is enough that the crowd would find pleasure in seeing this spectacle. At the same time, its high significance will not escape the initiates. This has fed two centuries of overanalysis of the mystical meaning behind Mozart's Little Comedy. But some connections between the opera and the Masonic ritual, including the three knocks, is inescapable. One can wonder whether Mozart's fellow Freemasons would have made the connection, but there it is, right at the start. By contrast, the curtain rises on something a bit less spiritual. Tamino, the hero, is being chased by listigen Schlange, literally a cunning snake, usually interpreted to mean a dragon. "Help, help," he screams. "Somebody save me, it's getting closer." Not very heroic for a hero. His prayers are answered by a Mozartian trio of very unwarlike Valkyries, who are smarter than the dragon.
Zu Hilfe, zu Hilfe, sonst bin ich verloren. Zu Hilfe, sonst bin ich verloren. Ihr wisst, die Schlange zu Opfer kommen, barmherzige Götter.
No sooner have the three ladies congratulated themselves on the kill than they fall to bickering over who has to report to the queen and who gets to stay with the beautiful stranger.
So geht und sagt es ihr, ich bleib in diesem Bier, weil ein Mädchen wohin, ich mach den Hügel gehen.
As you can hear, this battle is a stalemate, and the ladies agree that they will all report, since no one can be trusted to stay behind.
Wo bin ich? Ist's Fantasie, dass ich noch lebe? Wie? Die Schlange tot zu meinen Füßen? Was höre ich? Eine Gestalt nähert sich. Ich will sie von Ferne beobachten.
Tamino says he sees a manly figure approaching. But keep in mind that Tamino's only idea of manly behavior when confronted by a dragon includes running as fast as he can, all the while screaming for help, being saved by three strange girls, and fainting. He misses the battle entirely, though he does seem to have made a remarkably quick recovery. Notice that Tamino was so astonished by what's been happening that he forgot to sing. That use of spoken dialogue is our first clue that magic flute is not what in Mozart's time would have been thought of as an opera. Already in the 18th century, musical theater came in a bewildering array of genres and subgenres. There was the opera seria, the dominant highbrow form in Italy, and comic opera buffa. Without even looking to other countries, there was also the drama semiserio, the melodrama, the serenata, the drama giocoso, the drama per musica, the azione teatrale, and the pasticcio. Not one of these used spoken dialogue. For that, you had to leave Italy. The German Singspiel literally meant song play, and it was just that, an amalgam of spoken dialogue like a play and popular songs. Built on the German tradition of sacred miracle plays, but also borrowing something from the English ballad opera tradition, the Singspiel had, by Mozart's time, established itself as secular and popular entertainment. No composer wrote in only one genre. Mozart's contemporary, Christoph Willibald Gluck, used a half a dozen different forms for his 45 operas, but almost half of them were drama per musica, the then-going term for an opera seria. Haydn mostly wrote drama giocoso, a Neapolitan subgenre of opera buffo. Salieri ventured a bit further afield. Being based in Vienna, he wrote one Singspiel and one Musikalische Lustspiel, a musical comic play, before going back to the more familiar forms. But Mozart was not a composer to be bound by normal rules. His 22 music theater pieces cover roughly a dozen different forms, and the only one he returned to more than three times was the Singspiel. His first theater composition, Die Schuldigkeit der ersten Gebots, was a sacred Singspiel, which he premiered at the age of 11. The next year, he added a secular Singspiel, Bastien und Bastienne. His third Singspiel would not come until 1779, when he was already 23. This was the unfinished Zaida. 1782 would see his first well-known piece in the genre, the Entführung aus dem Serail. And finally, Magic Flute would open on September 30, 1791, at the Theater auf der Wieden in Vienna, where that first run would outlive its creator. Tamino's spoken dialogue marks the arrival of Papageno the Birdcatcher, who is dressed in a suit of feathers and playing his bird whistle. Papageno is an opera buffo all by himself, chirping away about his birds and the kind of girl he hopes someday to marry.
Der Vogelfänger bin ich ja, die Lustigkeit am Sassa. Ich Vogelfänger bin bekannt bei allen und jung im ganzen Land. Reis mit dem Locken umzugehen und mich aufs Pfeifen zu verstehen. Drum kann ich froh und lustig sein, denn alle Wege sind ja mein.
Tamino didn't see who killed the monster that was chasing him, and he naturally assumes it was Papageno. The birdcatcher is flattered, and he agrees to take credit, presumably after first making sure the creature is really dead. Unfortunately for him, his deception is short-lived. The three ladies who are Papageno's employers catch him bragging to Tamino and put a padlock on his mouth. They've returned with a picture of Pamina, the daughter of their queen, and coincidentally the most beautiful woman Tamino has ever seen. What Tamino actually says is that Pamina is the most beautiful woman anyone, anywhere has ever seen. But close enough. The mother of this wonder is actually the villain of the piece, but we don't know that yet. In a thunder of coloratura, she arrives and tells Tamino that Pamina has been kidnapped by the evil Zarastro. Tamino must rescue her if he wants her to be his.
Oh, baby.
first Queen of the Night, soprano Josefa Hofer, was Mozart's sister-in-law. Her maiden name was Weber. The composer Karl Maria von Weber was her first cousin. And she had three sisters who were all, like her, trained as singers. Josefa was the oldest. Next came Aloysia, who was the first Donna Anna in Don Giovanni. The first two sisters got roles, but the third sister, Constanze, got the composer himself, marrying him in 1782 after Aloysia had first turned him down. The fourth sister, Sophie, sang for a single season at the Burgtheater in Vienna and got second billing in a piece Mozart started but never finished when he was deciding whom he liked better, Constanze or Sophie. On the bright side, Sophie survived them all, living long enough to read about the premiere of Wagner's Lohengrin in Weimar. She missed the ring, however, dying in 1846 at the age of 83. Josefa may have been the only sister Mozart did not consider marrying, but she was clearly a gifted singer, if a bit noisy. Both Tamino's aria, Dies Bildnis, and the Queen of the Night's arias are pieces written for serious musicians. Flute has an enormous cast, 18 principal roles, of which five are important enough to be considered leading. Pamina, Tamino, the Queen of the Night, Papageno, and Zarastro. But the difficulty of the roles varies widely. Papageno was played at the premiere by Emanuel Schikaneder, a friend of Mozart's, but also the opera's librettist and the owner of the theater where it had its premiere. Schikaneder was something of a poor man's Beaumarchais, playwright, actor, comedian, dancer, impresario, and general wit, omitting the latter's moonlighting as spy, gunrunner, revolutionary, and watchmaker. What Schikaneder was not, however, was a great opera singer, and Mozart wrote the role to play to Schikaneder's strengths. That said, nobody gets a free pass. The quintet that follows is a remarkable and tricky bit of ensemble writing. Tamino agrees to rescue Pamina, and the three ladies give him a magic flute to protect him on his journey. Papageno, who on the whole would rather stay home, is given magic bells. You'll hear that he still has the padlock on his mouth when the quintet begins.
Der Arme kann von Strafe sagen, denn seine Sprache ist dahin. Ich kann nichts tun, als dich beklagen, weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin. Ich kann nichts tun, als dich beklagen, weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin. Weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin, weil ich zu schwach zu helfen bin. Papageno wieder.
Onkel, lüg du nicht recht.
Ich lüge nimmer mehr, nein, nein.
Die Schloss soll meine Warnung sein. Der Kühler allen, ein solches Schloss.
Ladies leave Tamino and Papageno in the care of three young genies who are to show them the way to Zarastro's compound. Having gotten the men started, Mozart now switches the scene to Zarastro's palace, where Pamina's jailer, the evil Monostatos, is mistreating her.
Du kleines Täubchen nur herein.
Oh, welche Macht, oh, welche Pein.
Verloren ist dein Leben.
Der Tod macht mich nicht beben. Dort mich, sie stirbt vor Grund und sicherlich.
Die Sklaven legt ihr Fesseln an, mein Pass soll dich öffnen.
Und lass mich lieber sterben, weil nichts vorwärts dich wehren kann.
Und fort, lasst mich mit ihr allein.
Notice that the bad guy, Monostatos, is a role written for a character tenor, someone who can act the part first with moderate vocal demands. In entering the palace, Papageno and Timino become separated, and Papageno and Monostatos, cowards both, nearly frighten each other to death. Fortunately, Monostatos runs off first, leaving Papageno with Pamina. After briefly telling her about Timino and his love for her, Papageno gets down to the business of eliciting sympathy from Pamina, because he does not yet have a girlfriend. The two agree that marriage would be a happy thing.
Sage, sie winkt im Kreisen ihrer Tour. Ihr Hut trägt sein Freund nicht an, nichts Edles sei als Weib und Mann.
Tamino, meanwhile, has tried to enter Zarastro's temple but is denied admittance. As the speaker of the temple explains, Zarastro is not evil, but good. His temple, the Temple of Wisdom. The priest does not deny that Zarastro has taken Pamina away from her mother, but says that he cannot yet explain Zarastro's reasons to the young man. For now, it is enough that Tamino realize that he has been deceived by the lies of a woman. Apparently, this is sufficient explanation, as Timino now sits down to play his magic flute and daydream about Pamina. Sexism is not the only point at which flute appears offensive to modern audiences. Mozart's original libretto contains several truly offensive statements about the black Moor Monostatos, lines that are today almost universally rewritten. While Timino is playing his flute for a group of sympathetic animals who have wandered by, he hears Papageno's bells. Papageno, Timino, and Pamina are searching to find one another when Monostatos swoops down and recaptures Pamina. Papageno rings his magic bells, and Monostatos and the other slaves harmlessly dance away, literally entranced.
Welche Freude ist von Größer, wenn der Nähe hört und schaut, der Vater fällt und kommt. Ein Glück, ein Glück, ein Glück, nur geschwinden, nur geschwinden, nur geschwinden. Welche Glück, ein 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 Glück.
Nur geschwinden, nur geschwinden. Ha! Ha, wir sind noch erwischt. Nur herein mit Stahl und Eisen. Wart, ich will euch Mures weisen, Mures weisen, Mures weisen. Den Monostatos berücken. Nur herein mit Band und Stricken. Wie es klaren kommt herbei.
Ach, wohin?
uns vorbei. Wie ins Garten kommt herein.
Wer viel wagt, wer viel wagt, wer viel wagt, gewinnt oft viel. Komm, du schönes Glockenspiel, lass die Glöckchen klingen, klingen, lass die Ohren innen singen.
Notice that was the first chorus we heard, and we're almost to the end of Act One. Only in the final scene of the act does the full chorus first appear with Zarathustra. Pamina kneels before Zarathustra, explaining that Monostatos has mistreated her. The just Zarathustra punishes the slave, but Tamino and Pamina cannot be reunited until they have both undergone the purification ritual of the temple. The act ends with Zarathustra's proclamation, which the chorus praises for its wisdom.
Für diese beiden Fremdlinge in unserem Prüfungstempel ein.